Hello, and welcome to the 300th episode of the PC Gamer Podcast. That is one podcast for every fallen Spartan warrior. That's one podcast for every day of the year, except the last 65 of them.
That's true.
10 times the number of podcasts we had when we had only 30. Amazing. It really is incredible. And why do our fans keep coming back for more? Is it the weekly wrap-up of PC gaming news, the insightful analysis, the deep, sonorous voice of Chris Comiskey?
Hi.
Maybe it's one of those things. Maybe it's all of them. But we know that one thing you keep coming back for is...
It's Cat Fantastic!
That's right. Today, on the occasion of our 300th podcast, we're bringing back the world's most popular and least fairly administered PC gaming quiz show.
It's Cat Fantastic!
Oh, man. It feels good. Today, we're recording live from the bottom of a hollowed-out volcano. And joining us in the PC Gamer mobile AV unit are senior editor Evan Lottie.
It's surprisingly comfortable here.
Managing editor Chris Comiskey.
Lava-tastic. I don't know. I have nothing. I'm sorry.
He of the sonorous voice. Associate editor Josh Augustine.
Ahoy, howdy, and hello.
Nice. Associate editor Tyler Wilde.
Guten Tag.
Associate editor Chris Antista.
Back in black, baby.
And in the studio audience today, we have interns Lucas Sullivan and Greg Henninger.
How do I live without you?
Whoa, that was
easily, actually.
I hope that picked
wow.
up. Is that Celine Dion?
I wish I was ready for that.
Do it again.
I need Greg back me up.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
How do I live without you? Cat Fantastic, I want to know.
Whoa! All right.
It's Cat Fantastic!
There's Rebecca Black to meet her. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. I have a great feeling about this one. Okay, before we begin, I'd like to introduce a couple innovations we're bringing to... First, our editors will be competing not only for their own honor, but also for the honor of a PC Gamer fan selected earlier today from our call on Facebook and Twitter.
True.
But wait, hang on, there's more.
What?
These fans will also receive amazing prizes.
Oh my God.
Chris, why don't you tell them what they might win?
Well, Logan, our 6th through 3rd contestant will be receiving the Diablo 3 Book of Pain, a hardbound tome that comes packed with more sanctuary and lore than you can shake a Battle.net authenticator at. Our 2nd and 3rd prize winner will receive a Star Wars The Old Republic Razer mouse and headset, along with a hardcover art and making a Star Wars The Old Republic book.
Oh my
and
God.
And finally, our fabulous grand prize winner will receive a Star Wars Senate Guard statue. This 1/7th scale blue helmeted beauty from Artifacts is guaranteed to spice up any mantle. It is valued at over $100.
Guaranteed.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
Crowd seems to love it.
Wow. Studio audience is going. They're going nuts over here. Yeah. Why don't we go around? We start with Mr. Comiskey over here and tell us which PC Gamer fan you are playing for today.
Well, Logan Decker, I'm going to be representing Andrew Gabriel.
There we go. How about you, Mr. Wilde?
I will be playing for the very unlucky Kristen James Wilson.
Mr. Augustine.
I'm playing for the Christopher Harrington, which doesn't make sense because there's two Christophers here and somehow I got stuck with him.
Good first name, yeah.
Mr. Lottie.
I'm representing Richard Jones, whose initials RJ are the same as Rocket Jump, so I'm feeling pretty good about my chances.
Nice.
It's like a lucky charm.
Also, RJ McReady from The Thing. Let's not forget RJ, the most popular of all time.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Mr. Antista, who are you playing for today?
I am playing for Andre Mitchell.
Oh, damn, Andre lucky
Mitchell.
Guy. Lucky
Andre
guy.
The Giant Mitchell.
Finally, we have another exciting innovation for you today on Cat Fantastic. We've brought the legendary Violet Wand with us from here in the mobile AV unit. And every time an editor gets an answer wrong, he'll be punished with something like 1 billion volts of purple lightning from this instrument of excruciating pain. How painful is it? Chris, why don't you tell them how painful it is?
hit me in the neck, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
the neck.
Well, Logan, the follicle stimulating possible marrow is 130 volts of electricity to the body of one ignorant contestant. Ah, with the sound of something like this. Ow!
It's I told you to give it a shot before. Somebody just discovered the power of the violet wand. It's not a.
We should also note some science going on in our volcano lab. The violet wand seems to activate our buzzers.
So we have an iPad in the center of the table here, and it's got buzzers for everybody to hit if they have the answer. But we've discovered when you turn the violet wand on.
It emits an anti-game show field.
It automatically activates one of the buzzers. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody is touching the iPad right now.
I think I made it sound like that was incorrect, that actually no one was.
Science.
Yep, see?
Yeah, every time we turn on the violet wand, the iPad buzzer activates.
So,
ladies and gentlemen,
use it selectively, right?
Science. Yeah. That is
or
science in action here on the PC Gamer podcast number 300. Shall we begin, gentlemen?
We shall begin.
Okie dokie. Whew, we are taking it to the next level. And why are we doing that?
It's Cat-Fantastic!
Absolutely, that's why.
I'm sorry, what is this? If someone could just remind me, what is this?
It's canine that's what it is.
Oh.
Tyler.
Got it.
Okay,
let's start
with round one. Round one is called Trivia Balls. Now, it's called Trivia Balls because contestants have to cough up
Wait
the correct answer like a cat, you know? Oh, so. Whoa!
Wait a minute now.
Someone moved the iPad.
Hey,
that was over there, buddy. Nice try.
All right.
All right. So. Okay. Here we go. Let's move the pedal over just a little bit.
Yes. Yes.
You
have long arms.
All right. We can do this.
First
question. Unfair.
Each correct answer is worth 10 points.
True.
Each incorrect answer is worth negative 10 points.
False.
And pain. So, multiple choice question. Which process did Blizzard originally intend to use to animate Diablo? A, digitized photo capture sprites. B, claymation. C, vector graphics. Or D, hand-drawn animation. And that would be Mr. Augustine.
Vector graphics.
And that is incorrect.
Motion capture, claymation.
We're going to hold off on the violet wand.
Rotoscoping.
And now that is Mr. Lottie ringing in.
Josh, it was claymation.
Absolutely correct.
What?
Yes, the original.
Wait, they were going to draw it to look like claymation or actually use clay models and like videotape it? Like stop motion.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
Yeah, it is horrific. But what's even more horrific? Sorry, Josh. Here it comes.
Pain. Yay.
There we go.
You can't make me touch it.
Good. Stop. Whoa. He grabbed it.
Wow.
Force lightning.
That was intense.
Well, now.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Before being purchased by...
Wait a second. How many points did he get?
Oh, I got 10 points.
Oh, you got 10? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. Score over there, Greg.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Second question, again, multiple choice. Before being purchased by Microsoft, what...
Looks like Tyler buzzed in. I'm not sure why he did that, because he knows the answer.
What you got, Tyler?
Orangutan.
You are correct! Now, actually, I thought that was a pretty good answer. I'm going to give him 3 points for that.
Three points.
Nice.
Scheme failed miserably.
Before being purchased by Microsoft, what famous game company was set to publish Bungie's Halo on PC and Mac? Was it A, LucasArts? Was it B, Rockstar? Was it C, Apple? Or was it D, Microsoft? Mr. Comiskey.
Microsoft.
You are incorrect.
Damn.
That would be negative 10 points, and I am so sorry. Once again, A, LucasArts, B, Rockstar, C, Apple, or D, Microsoft? Mr. Lottie.
It's Apple.
Oh, that is incorrect, sir. We are going to...
Man,
Mr. Wild is humping the one button. And
50-50 chance, right? LucasArts.
And that is also incorrect. Mr. Augustine.
Rockstar.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Rockstar?
Take that, chumps.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
I think it hurts less if we do it at the same time.
Mr. Comiskey. Oh, Wild's immune.
I'm a peacemaker.
Woo.
Man.
Man.
Everything makes you not want to buzz in.
So much better than coffee, though.
Yeah. No.
I just want to throw in there that Tyler Wilde, and if you saw our appearance on the Not Safe for Work show with Brian Brushwood, which episode was it? I can't remember.
I don't remember. Actually,
we'll post it. I'll post on Twitter. But Tyler Wilde appears to be immune to the effects of the violet wand.
Yeah.
He can pretty much lick it, and nothing happens to him, while the rest of us scream like girls.
Did you ever see Ernest Goes to Jail, based on Tyler?
He can shoot electricity.
Yes.
Okay, a little
can
obscure,
we, can
I'm
we
sorry.
Get him in the eyeball sorry. Next time?
Like, right, like
the
right. Well, I was thinking if you hit maybe the fillings in your like teeth that goes yeah. to the
I do
the
have
nerve,
a lot of fillings in
know?
My teeth.
Okay.
And very anyway. Sensitive
so
teeth.
So here, right. number three. All this right. is fill in the blank. What company is now known by a
sorry.
That was premature musication.
It was.
What company is now known by a combination of its original name, Capsule Computers?
Oh.
And that's oh. Mr. Lottie.
It's going to be Capcom.
I believe you are correct, sir.
I, this buzzer is faulty. I hit, I...
Was it,
faulty
was it
buzzer.
Your sort of like...
Your random...
Yeah, he was smacking
I batted
it
at it like
hand.
A cat.
Got
and it got me nowhere.
Got to be gentle. Gentle but firm.
I just have always, to stroke the always. Buzzer is what yeah. you said.
Number four, multiple choice question. Which one is not a Beavis and Butthead PC game? A, Beavis and Butthead Virtual Stupidity. B, Beavis and Butthead Bunghole in One. C, Mr. Comiskey.
Bunghole in One.
I'm sorry, you're incorrect.
What?
Oh, wow.
B, Bunghole in One. C, Wiener Takes All. Or D, Beavis and Butthead Score Big. Mr. Augustine.
Wiener Takes All.
You're also incorrect. Mr. Wilde.
A, Virtual Stupidity.
And no. we have three incorrect
oh
answers.
My God.
Spectacular. And
can I go?
Mr. Antista.
Beavis and Butthead Score Big, the one
you
I made
correct,
up.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting the violent wand today.
Oh, man.
Come on, take it.
Ow. That hurts.
Oh, whoa. So Tyler wow. just grabbed the violet wand by the wandy part and then touched Chris Comiskey with his
that's
other
correct,
hand.
That's correct, and it did shock me.
And yeah,
the
almost
business
blew him out of his chair.
Blowing out electricity.
I touched lightning. It with my knuckles because I thought that'd be safe. It
nope.
actually hurt more.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was incredible. Like, went straight to my nerves.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the heads up, though.
Yeah.
The wedding ring. Yeah, that'll do it.
Here's the final question in this round. Multiple choice. Which one of these games was not, and I repeat, not, banned in Germany? A, Left 4 Dead 2. B, Modern Warfare 2. C, Wolfenstein 3D. D, Bulletstorm.
Good question.
I repeat, which game was not banned in Germany? And that would be Mr. Augustine.
Modern Warfare.
You are correct!
Wow.
Oh, nice!
Wow.
Nicely done.
Thank that you. Was that was that
can
was
I make the rest of them touch that just because I won?
No,
that
was
try.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Wait. Here we go. Sorry, that's my special request.
Oh man.
Touch it.
Right on.
Ow!
Interesting side trivia: the German version of Left 4 Dead 2 has like extra weapons.
Oh,
to replace,
what?
Yeah, because it came out much later.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh.
Oh.
It has like a combat knife that isn't present in. The
is one of the weapons like a censoring? Melee weapon of some kind when you hit the zombies
no.
you just
except instead of zombies they're undead robots that
that was Lewis by
that
the way.
Bleed oil and
yes.
Wow
and don't actually die
by the way
what is happening
it's,
you know what time it is?
I'm sorry Andrew Gabriel, I'm letting you down. I will try and make up for it next round.
Absolutely. Alright, we are on to our next round.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It is the lucky litter round.
Oh.
In this round, I read off a list of words, and the first person to correctly guess the name of the game the word cluster refers to wins. But answer too quickly, and you might just find yourself at the business end of the violet wand.
No.
Wait.
No problem.
Answers after you buzz in must be prefaced by scratch, scratch. Here we go. Each correct answer is worth 1,000 points.
Oh, whoa.
There's no big point time. Penalty for incorrect answers, but you're dropped out of the round, and you get the violet wand.
I'm sorry, what are we supposed to answer?
You buzz
it's
in.
It's a game name.
And it's
okay,
a game name.
Game
right.
name. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Why did I help you?
Here's the word cluster.
You'll regret that. Ever.
Logan. Prison.
Whoa.
Looks
I
like
know
Mr.
it was an accident.
Got something
accident.
To say over there, Chris?
Scratch, scratch.
Now that is commitment. I admire that.
Psychonauts.
Unfortunately, you are incorrect.
Pretty good try.
But
though.
A good answer. Yeah, good try. Yeah,
so we have Logan Prison.
Logan Prison.
Where you belong.
Pickaxe. Laboratory. Machete. Skulls. And that would be Mr. Augustine.
Grim Fandango.
Unfortunately, you are incorrect, sir.
And you didn't say scratch, scratch.
Oh!
And you didn't say scratch, scratch.
That is a double.
I'm sorry?
No.
Nope, none in this round, but you're out of the round.
And you get pain.
Floater. Benoit.
What?
Resort.
I got it.
Mr. Antista.
No. Scratch, scratch, Dead Island.
You are correct.
No.
That would be a whopping 1,000 points for Mr. Antista.
Does that come out as I'm Italian?
What? I was seconds away.
Nice one, Chris.
Now, here's for the here's the second word cluster. We begin now. Zombie.
Ooh.
Mummy. Armor. Bunny. Wood. Chainsaw. Soup. Goggles. Ebon sand.
Oh, man.
Corruption. Demolitionist. Illuminant. Skeletron. Lottie's in vain over here. Hellstone.
I feel like I know this.
Rhymes with Aria. Unbelievable. What? I should zap them all, shouldn't I?
Aria?
And, Mr. Augustine.
Scratch, scratch, Planetaria.
Unfortunately, you're incorrect.
But it rhymed.
Scratch, scratch, Terraria.
You are correct. Yes! Yes! Well done.
What an upset.
Oh.
Damn it.
Oh.
I was going to go with MTV
Augustine.
Cartoon Daria.
Stop!
It just changed it to different numbers.
Oh. Whoa. Oh,
that wand, it really is a magic wand.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh. And I noticed that every time Josh gets zapped, he's trying it a different way to see how to mediate the pain.
Yeah. None of them have been successful.
That one was
here
for you.
Here is the third word cluster.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Spikes.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Overpass.
Okay.
Fortress. Bracers. Archer. Kobold. Knoll.
Scratch, scratch.
Mr. Ooh. Komsky?
Bastion?
Unfortunately, you're incorrect.
Sad trombone.
Rhyme, first word rhymes with borks. And Mr. Wild.
Orcs must die.
You are correct.
Oh, it's a little scratch, though.
Too bad. Mr. Augustine.
Oh. Scratch, scratch, orcs must die.
1,000 points.
No.
And I got a little something for Mr. Komsky here. Very sad.
You react to that every time. Like,
there's just no hearts.
No, go for it.
Tyler,
I'll take it.
I think
it
might not hurt.
Tyler's getting his.
No, I'm jumping in front of the. Oh.
Since Josh took my 1,000 points on a technicality.
Okay, the final question in this lucky litter round. Here is the word cluster. New York City. Lieutenant. Diner. Ice. Purple. And that is Mr. Antista.
Is it... Wait, scratch, scratch, Indigo Prophecy?
You are correct.
Yeah. Oh,
that is 1,000 points.
1,000 points. We writing that down?
Excellent.
What's nice. What's the original non-American title?
Fahrenheit.
Bingo.
Whoa. And that is minus 100 from Evan because I asked the question.
Oh, man.
Impersonating the host.
True. I thought it was contextual.
You thought wrong, son.
What'd I tell you about context?
And that's a minus 100 for Mr. Wild because I tell the jokes.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hi. No, I think everybody is doing an incredible job today. I'm really amazed by the sagaciousness of the crew here. And I would like to give everybody Greg, give everybody 15,000 points.
Yay.
Yay. Oh,
I'm sorry, how much was that?
Everybody gets 15,000 points.
15,000?
Wow. Yes. All right.
That's...
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I know. I know.
This is
the benevolence and generosity.
That's point inflation causing. You can't just print points.
So, are we ready?
Yes.
For the next round.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I request a point total?
Yes, that is a fantastic idea. Right. Mr. Henninger, tell us where we are at.
It's Cat Fantastic!
All right, we have Chris Komsky with a total of 15,980 points.
Excellent.
Ooh. Tyler Wild with 15,117 points.
On.
Joshua Augustine, 16,000 points.
Ooh.
Evan coming in at 14,000.
910 points, Chris Antista with a grand total of 17,010 points.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Bring it. Okay, sorry, but Christian James Wilson. It is indeed close. And we are on to our round three, which is more trivia balls. Oh, grow up.
What other shape would trivia take?
Each correct answer is worth 10,000 points. Each incorrect answer is worth negative 10,000 points.
It's winning time.
And adds up to your violet wand total at the end of the show, because we don't want to bring down the electricity in the entire building again.
Christopher. No, wait a minute.
Chris, yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead. What is your answer?
Go ahead.
3.
Negative 10,000 points.
Oh.
So sad. Too bad.
That's really, really too bad.
Okay.
Chris. Sorry, Andrew Gabriel.
Which one of these is the actual name of an EverQuest expansion?
Oh.
A. The Sword of Vermilion. B. The Realm of Conquest. C. The Gates of Discord. D. The Prophecy of Norrath. And, Mr. Augustine.
Prophecy of Norrath?
Unfortunately, that is incorrect, sir. Once again, which one of these is the actual name of an EverQuest expansion? A. The Sword of Vermilion. B. The Realm of Conquest. C. The Gates of Discord. D. And Mr. Lottie.
I was at Sony Online Entertainment yesterday, the makers of EverQuest, so I really want to get this. C. The Gates of Discord.
You are correct!
Oh my goodness!
10,000 points!
Oh!
Wow.
Being incorrect in this round does not knock you out.
Lottie Dottie.
Wow, that was amazing.
Wow.
Well done.
Yes, Josh, that was a misleading option. That is a combination of Prophecy of Poe and something of Norrath. All EverQuest expansions must have of in the title.
I believe that would be...
Wait, is that a fact?
They all do.
Oh, interesting.
That would be called a gotcha question.
Gotcha question. Sword of Vermilion is a Genesis game. I wanted to see if anybody would get... Oh, I have a new...
I played that.
Sucks.
Pretty bad.
The next question. What was the name of the updated Tron program in Monolith's Tron 2.0? A. Tron Infinity. B. Tron Plus. C. Tron Legacy. D. Tron Jump to the Light Cycle. Once again... A.
Ooh.
Mr. Augustine.
Tron Legacy.
You are correct for 10,000 points.
I thought that was just the name of the...
So did I.
That is the name
you
of the
movie.
You
thought wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I knew it was the name of the movie.
Next
record.
Question.
Probably. Did you know the game was was the official sequel before the movie was the official sequel and said the game wasn't the unofficial sequel?
Wow. They replaced the canon?
What? Yes, they replaced the canon.
It's Cat-fantastic!
Next question. 2011 wasn't just the year that marked the first good Planet of the Apes film in four decades. It was also the 10th anniversary of the atrocious Tim Burton remake. What was the name of the hero in the completely unrelated Planet of the Apes PC game released that same year?
Oh, man.
A. Ulysses. B. Caesar. C. Taylor. D. Landon. Mr. Comiskey.
That would be Ulysses.
You are correct for 10,000 points. Nice. Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, no, you should.
I do know my Planet of the Apes, allegedly.
I made the questions and I couldn't even remember the answer on that one. That was pretty.
Wow.
Okay. So.
Oh, I see.
Which one of the.
Just giggling over there.
Somebody just have a moment.
Oh, sorry. I'm back.
Okay. Wait.
Couldn't find my chip noise.
What's going on over there?
I was looking for a chimpanzee noise to compliment Comiskey's correct answer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well worth the effort.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. Thank you.
Let's hear from the chip one more time. okay.
Chimpan Comiskey.
Which one of these renowned PC developers made the DC superhero fighting game Justice League Task Force for the Super Nintendo? Would that be A, Creative Assembly? B, Blizzard? C, Mr. Augustine.
Joshua
Blizzard.
Keaton.
You are correct for 10,000 points.
Wow.
Thank you.
If I'm not incorrect, I believe Mr. Augustine's pulling in the lead here.
I think so. Chris, you should be scared, buddy.
This is intense. This is intense. Okay. Which one of these games was the first to incorporate what we commonly refer to now as ragdoll physics?
Oh.
Would that be A, Deus Ex? B, Jurassic Park, Trespasser, C, Half-Life, or D, Thief, The Dark Project. Mr. Wild.
B, Jurassic Park.
You are correct for 10,000.
Oh, got it.
Incredible.
Trying to hit this.
Yeah, he's humping the
first time I've pulled into third place.
Okay.
Or fourth, maybe.
My cell phone was ringing. Right.
Round four. Now, this is a different kind of round. This is called purple or green. The correct answer to each of these phrases is either green or purple.
Okay.
The first person to correctly guess the color wins. Each correct answer is worth 100,000 points.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
Each incorrect answer is worth negative 5,000 points.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. Right.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. So you lay it on me.
It's a good spread.
Change the blood color in Sirius Sam BFE to... Mr. Augustine.
Purple.
Ooh, minus 5,000. Evan.
Damn it.
Green.
You are correct, sir.
Hey.
That's color of money.
Quake grenade ammo boxes. Mr. Augustine.
Green.
You are correct.
Nice.
In Portal 2 co-op, one of the new Portal colors. Mr.
Purple.
Augustine. He's running away with it. Color of Tali's mask.
Green.
Mr. Augustine. Incorrect.
Wait, what?
Oh,
and whoa.
Does everybody know it? Purple.
Everybody
purple,
will
purple.
Stop.
It's purple.
That would be 100,000 points to Evan Lottie.
Yeah. Oh.
Minus 15,000 points for Mr. Wild and Mr. Antista for being spazzes.
What?
That was heartbreaking.
So angry.
I have no emotions, and yet that even like that even got to me.
He did study. He stayed up real late.
Jade from Beyond Good and Evil. Her outfit. Her
green.
Mr. Augustine, is that you are correct? The last question. The Blob character in Mr. Lottie.
Purple. Day of the Tentacle.
The Maw, and it is purple.
Oh, yay.
Hey.
Oh,
100,000 points.
That didn't get in.
Man.
Oh,
amazing. Me either.
Incredible.
I don't got a fast enough finger, I think.
I know. Oh.
Okay. We'll come back for the score tallies after this next round, which is round five.
It wasn't a blob, it was a tentacle.
All right. You do a cue. Do you
have it? It's fantastic. Nice.
Is that the round five theme music?
Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, round five.
God, Logan looks annoyed.
Mr. Luddy.
What is Psychonauts?
You are correct.
Yes!
500,000 points.
What?
Yes!
500,000 points.
Booyah!
Wait, you know what just happened?
We're making it a million. Make it a million. 1 million points to Evan Lottie.
I was winning.
1 million points. So, what is that tally? What's the tally these days,
that
Greg?
That is not fair.
Did you somebody said, who should pay the price for Greg saying that is not fair?
It's not fair.
Which
to
one
ask
of these?
You to add all these up.
Which?
I want to hear him yell again.
I think I agree with Josh Augustine that Chris Antista should have to pay the price for Greg Henninger's insubordination. That'll be minus 100,000 points.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I was the corrected.
Don't be grateful.
Can we appeal this when this is all over? Well, can there be a bonus show?
Every answer.
Let's check in with Mr. Henninger and find out what our point tally is.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Henninger.
All right. Chris Komisky has not changed his score from 15,980.
I'm okay with that.
So sad.
Tyler Wilde has lost some points. He's down to 10,117.
Ooh, still in the positive.
Josh Augustine, 316,000.
Nice.
This is for you, Christopher Harrington.
Christopher Antista, negative... 997,000 points. Evan.
That's impossible.
Evan Lottie is sitting at 1,074,910 points.
Fantastic.
Well, Packs.
You can all come back. You can all come back here.
Evan,
in the news
I'm so sorry, Andre. I thought the statue was yours.
Okay, round six, trivia balls. This time, each correct answer is worth 500,000 points. And each incorrect answer is worth negative 500,000 points.
Yikes.
Rough. Right.
Multiple choice. What is PC Gamer's highest rated Star Wars game? Would that be... Whoa. Mr. Wild.
TIE Fighter.
500,000 points for Mr. Yes. Tyler Wilde.
Wait, I was so close.
Bonus nice. Question. Nice. What was this score?
96. This is unfair because I just did a big article about the highest.
I just top at it, but cool. You know.
It's cool. Next question.
Good job.
What was LucasArts' first adventure game? Was that Maniac Mansion? Or was it Zack McCracken and the Alien Mindbenders? Possibly Labyrinth? Or was it Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? Mr. Augustine.
Labyrinth.
You are correct for 500,000 nice. Points.
Wow. I'm collectively impressed.
Which game in the Battlefield series does not contain the famous Wake Island map? Was that... Whoa, Tyler Wilde.
Battlefield Vietnam?
Incorrect.
No!
Minus 500,000. Oh. So sad, too bad. Was it Battlefield 2142? Was it Battlefield Mr. Comiskey?
2142.
Not. Minus 500K, that's Evan Lottie.
Battlefield Bad Company 2.
You are correct for 500,000 points.
Thanks. Stop being correct all the time, Evan.
Amazing.
Thank you.
What was your answer?
I can't believe 2142 had it.
It did.
Weird.
Yep.
I thought Vietnam must have been added after the fact or something. Nah.
Now we move on to round 7. This is Loganagrams. I'm going to give you a phrase that's an anagram of a game. First player to correctly guess the game wins. Each answer, correct answer, is worth 10 million points.
Oh, wow.
10 million.
Here we go.
I just need one answer. One
incorrect
answer.
Answers, minus 10 million.
Doesn't
matter.
Are
you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, my gosh.
Is 10 million
in a way? Yep.
Here we go.
Airspace men for 10 million points.
There's only one.
Are we allowed to write?
You are not allowed to write. Oh, what the hell? Go ahead and write. No. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, that was awesome.
They're scribbling. You should see the furrowed brows over here. Airspace men. Mr. Comiskey.
Space Marine.
You are correct, sir.
Oh.
And he didn't even use pencil and paper.
Yeah!
Nicely done for
Thank
10
you.
Million points. And I do believe that puts Chris Comiskey in the lead.
Yeah. That's right.
Evan's shaking
Evan
his head.
Not happy.
Not happy.
I was working on
one.
Some sort of mice game that I hadn't heard of.
Chris has got mice.
I saw Evan shooting daggers out of his eyes.
Oh,
second
yeah.
game. Berate my soup.
Gosh.
Berate my soup. My soup. Berate. Soup. Berate my. Berate my soup. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, do you think you can get this one?
Why is this?
Berate my soup. I believe that there is a clue in the words themselves. Sort of. Kinda. A little bit. It's what's for dinner.
Oh my goodness!
Mr. Lottie!
It's Super Meat Boy.
Indeed!
Oh,
10
man.
Million points!
All right, Lottie.
Oh my
actually, I'm sorry. 10 million in 1 points because the enthusiasm was amazing. Amazing.
It was really a lot of enthusiasm.
That
there.
Took all of my power.
Yeah, honestly.
Man,
Evan looks drained.
This is number 3.
Damn you, Lottie.
All right, rinse your minds.
All right, Listerine applied brain.
Long feudal geese. F-E-U-D-A-L. Long feudal geese. Mr.
Fallout New Vegas.
You are incorrect.
Oh.
Minus 10 million points, and I don't believe you're in the lead any longer. Long feudal geese. Yeah.
Not fair. I don't have a pen.
Geese?
There's a game with fertile geese.
Long? Feudal? Oh, I believe members of the studio audience.
I'm tagging in Lucas for my team.
Wait.
No.
Long feudal geese. If Lucas knows it, you
I know
should
it.
Probably...
Wait.
Mr. Antista.
League of Legends.
Yes, you are correct for 10 million.
Oh, wow.
10 million. League of Legends.
Did you just Google that?
No. No, I did not.
Wow.
That was impressive.
I did not. My strategy there was to watch Lucas get excited.
Oh, yes. Very good.
That was your cue.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, you're using social engineering.
Here's the next one.
This is a game now. Damn.
Yeah.
10 million points rides on Dig Dome. Dig Dome.
Dome?
Dome.
D-O-M-E.
Like a dome.
Dig.
Demigod.
Yes! 10 million points!
Oh.
Wow. Beautiful. And the final Loganagram for 10 million points. Swans Riot. Swans Riot. Riot Swans. Swans Riot. Riot Swans.
Riot Swans.
Ladies and gentlemen in the studio audience, do you think you can figure this one out? Swans Riot.
Kevin, you take Riot, I'll take Swan.
And I believe Mr. Comiskey thinks he's got it.
No.
Where's courage, Wolf, when you need him? Mr. Comiskey?
I was going to say Star Wars, but that's not right.
Unfortunately, Mr.
Starcraft.
Oh, you are incorrect as well.
Ah!
Mr. Comiskey and Mr. Antista both lost 10 million points.
I know.
Excruciating.
Shouldn't have done it.
Swan's Riot.
Maybe that's the name of the game. Maybe it is Swan's Riot. Maybe it's a trick question.
Maybe.
Can I go again?
Unfortunately, you can't. I am so sorry. Nope.
Is it Mario Kart?
That would be another minus 10 million from Mr. Antista.
I was trying. This is dead air.
All right, we have 10 seconds left to go. Swans Riot. Let's see. What do you do in a boat? I know what I would do in a boat. Okay. Oh, Mr. Sullivan, I think, is on fire. Mr. Wild.
Saints Row.
You are correct. Saints Row.
Right.
10 million points.
I just got that "What Would You Do With a Drunken Sailor" song stuck in my head. Put him in a longboat till he's sober?
It's Cat Fantastic!
Okay, so let's check in with Mr. Henninger for our our point tally. Greg, take it away.
All right, Chris Comiskey has finally changed his score.
Yes.
It is now down to negative 10 million.
No.
484 and 20 points.
Still not as bad as national deficit. I'll take it.
Tyler's sitting pretty at 10,110,117 points.
Whoa. I was saving myself for the end game, and it's paying off.
Josh Augustine, 10,316,000.
Ooh, is that higher than Tyler's?
It is by about 300,000 points.
Nice.
Evan sitting at 11,740,911 points. That
jump
extra
change.
Big
jump
point
change.
Came in.
Right. My dad invented points.
Christopher Antista, you are at negative 10,997,990.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
The Chris's are bringing up the rear.
Wow. Okay. So,
yes.
Round 8. This round is called Splicers.
It's Cat Fantastic!
That's right.
BioShock.
I'm going to... Oh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. For 10 million points.
That was pretty brave, though.
That was brave.
You guys,
actually,
you know
what?
You try and
We're going to go ahead and give Mr. Comiskey this one for bravery.
They're bravery points.
Yes! We're going to wipe that one out.
There can't be bravery points.
And then give him 5 points.
Thank you.
I was impressed.
Thank you very much.
Round 8, Splicers. I'm going to give you the name of 2 games. The first person to correctly guess what person, place, or thing these games have in common wins.
Okay.
Each correct answer is worth, 20 million points.
Are there multiple answers to this, or is it only...
There's the one I know.
Okay.
And guess which one is the right answer.
The one you know.
That's right.
I need this one.
Wow.
I need this one.
All right. First set. Batman, Arkham City, Mass Effect 2. Person, place, Mr. Antista.
I believe that would be Joker.
I believe you are correct for 25.
Oh!
Get off the faces! I told you I'd be back! Yes!
That was good.
Nice. Nicely done.
That's some good trivia.
Second set. Limbo and Skyrim. Mr. Eckstein.
Spiders.
20 million points.
Whoa.
Man.
Ooh. I thought it might be Dovahkiin.
Well,
yeah.
I'm doing this for you, Andre Mitchell.
Third set. Just Cause 2. Tomb Raider Legend. Mr. Kamsky.
It's me.
Grappling hook. No, he said me. He said me.
He did. What?
That's 20 million points for Chris Kamsky.
Yeah! Wait a minute. The answer was now published by Square Enix. That's what it is.
What was that?
That's what it is.
I don't think
formerly
that was
formerly IDOS.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. All right.
Give Mr. Antista a question mark. Because I have no idea what to do with that one.
Your life.
This is... Okay, here's the next set. Oh, boy. Alice, Madness Returns. Modern Warfare 3.
Oh my gosh.
It's not Little Girl.
American?
Tyler Wilde, you are incorrect. I'm sorry.
Come on, but that was
Mr.
clever,
Kamsky.
Right?
Terrible after parties.
Yeah. Wrong.
Oh!
That was clever.
Two people just missed 20, just lost 20 million points each. That would be Mr. Wilde and Mr. Kamsky.
Mine was accurate, even though if it wasn't the answer to that question.
What was yours?
Bad after parties.
Oh.
Mine was ever. Pax 3.
Alice, Madness Returns, and Modern Warfare 3. Person, place, or thing? Place. Or thing.
Greg's whispering in the background.
Greg is Lucas and Greg are your.
Oh, this isn't fair.
Now they're laughing.
This isn't fair.
And I think Mr. Lottie has it.
No.
London?
Yes. 20 million points.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
You can hear the whispering.
Beautiful. Do we have a scandal?
Does whispering generate. Wait, what? This?
Do we have a scandal?
Interns were whispering.
Studio audience.
I've got headsets on.
There's headsets connected.
You know what? I've got 20 million points here. Who wants it?
No,
I do.
No, it's canceling.
Well, here's the... What?
I buzzed in. I want
Josh
it.
Josh knows.
scratch, I want it.
20 million for Josh. He buzzed in.
What?
When I said, when I offered 20 million points.
Damn it.
Come on, man!
Damn it.
Here's the next set. And the last in this round. Person, place, or thing. Puzzle Agent, Left 4 Dead 2. Oh, Sullivan's got it again.
Sullivan's giving birth.
He is giving birth in the background. Puzzle Agent and Left 4 Dead 2. Mr. Lottie.
What would be gnome?
That is 20 million.
Boom.
And he closes the round. He closes
man.
The round.
No fair.
I'm doing a jump shot right here.
Yeah, I see your jump shot and raise you a full court press.
I knocked that right out of the basket.
It has been a breathtaking series of rounds here, gentlemen. Everyone's done really great. Some more great than others. But
it's fantastic.
That it is.
No, it's not.
There is still time to turn this around because the final question.
Oh, one more question.
Is worth 52,746 points.
Got this one.
Oh my goodness.
I got this one in the bag, as they say.
It's worse than Mario Party.
52,746
How many negative
points? How many negative points? Minus 12 million.
Okay.
All right.
Fair
so,
enough.
Okay.
Based on a preponderance of evidence, in what U.S. state is Left 4 Dead believed to take place? Mr. Kamsky.
Louisiana.
Incorrect.
Left 4 Dead
1. -12 million. And you were knocked out of the round. I am sorry. Based on a preponderance of evidence in what U.S. state is Left 4 Dead believed to take place, would it be A, Maine, B, South Dakota, C, Pennsylvania, D, New York, Mr. Augustine.
I'm going to say Pennsylvania.
I believe you are correct. For 50,746 points.
I knew that.
Nice, Josh.
We will be back right after this commercial message for the vote tally.
It's Cat-Fantastic!
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an incredible game here, and we do have the final tallies Mr. Henninger, can you tell us?
Isn't it Henninger?
Who is?
Thank you very much. Yes, it is Henninger. I've been waiting this entire time.
What?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris Comiskey.
That's what? I've been saying Henninger for months now.
What am I supposed to say?
You said my name.
No, darn it, boss. Henninger. My name is Henninger.
I thought it was Henninger.
No.
Woefully ignorant. Well, you can't say sad, Chris Antista. You've been calling me Josh for the last 2 days.
I was in the middle of typing something, and I looked at a quote. You said, bye. I'm like, bye, Josh. I mean, I'm sorry, Greg.
And that's a compliment, Greg. You should take that.
Yes, your hair looks really good Josh that day, Henninger. And I thought you were Josh.
Now we know, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Greg Henninger.
Thank you.
10,000 host points.
With our final totals for Cat Fantastic. 300.
I think we all know I won. Can we just give it to me?
Chris Comiskey.
Yes.
You are sitting at negative 22,484,015 points.
You've got some nerve, mister.
You won shame.
Tyler Wilde.
Want shame.
Yes, sir.
Negative 10,010,117 points.
Can you just cross out the negative and then we'll call it a positive?
Or put a line, a vertical line perhaps.
That's what I'm going for.
Joshua Augustine.
Yes.
You have an impressive 102,316,7046. There's still a wild card out there, though.
Amazing.
Evan, you're sitting at
Teacher's Pet.
51,740,911. Christopher Antista. Uh-huh. Negative 30,997,990. But here comes the kicker. Mr. Decker did award you a question mark.
Really? Wait. What is that equipped? Ooh.
That's redeemable for 6 points.
All right. Thus putting you to negative 30,997,996.
So how many more rounds we got?
Now.
That'll be zero.
But, okay, aww. So although there are indeed losers here in Cat Fantastic.
me and Tyler and Chris.
That doesn't mean that the fans we've been playing for don't get anything. In fact, everybody walks around away with something.
Oh. Yes.
We will be choosing prizes at random for the players we've been playing for.
Thank God.
Nobody will be penalized for our attitude or how we played
in
today's
God
game.
For that.
Because
it's Cat Fantastic!
That's right!
Yeah! Hate everything. This game.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for the 300th PC Gamer podcast. Yet another exciting, dazzling, Cat Fantastic experience. I want to personally congratulate Josh Augustine. Yeah. Thank you. Our winner today.
I'd like to thank Christopher Harrington, who was my inspiration.
Very nice.
Couldn't have done it without him.
Mr. Harrington. We all know you're in the pocket of Big Logan.
You must be very proud of what Josh has done today. Please come back and join us next week for the 301st podcast. 301st. 300. Come back on 301st.
Yes.
Please join us next week. We'd love to see you again for the next 300 podcasts. This is Logan Decker, Editor-in-Chief, PC Gamer Magazine, saying we'll see you next week, and thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Kitten mittens.
It's Cat Fantastic!
Yay! Woo!
Okay, I'm down 10 million points.
Yes.
Logan, if I can get a question, a lucky letter box that nobody can answer, can I have it? 10,000 more points. 1,000 more points! I can get on the board, man.
All right.
In this episode of Lucky Letterbox, you have to guess the title of the thing of, say, with words that I say that match the thing that should be said.
Got it.
Everybody
okay.
Clear on that?
Totally.
No, I'm clear.
Is everybody clear on that?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sure.
10,000 points.
This is not a precedent, by the way.
Okay.
We're establishing.
All right, here we go.
I'm begging. All right, institution.
So if none of us can get it, you get 10,000 points.
Yes.
Okay.
Institution. One man against all odds. Urban chaos.
Max Payne.
Sorry. Gonna have to Alex Trebek you. We have enhanced security.
I thought that was a good guess.
Locked doors. Thanks. Clever problem solving. Government experiment. This is very popular.
Deus Ex.
Ooh, Tyler Wilde.
Yeah, I didn't think that was good.
Thanks.
Where was I? Government experiment. Protagonist has a famous melee weapon. Evan Lotti.
That was me.
Half-Life.
Sorry. Gonna need you. But be real specific here. Strong black heroin.
Strong black heroin.
Oh. Can I chime in again?
Please, Josh.
Resident Evil.
Ooh. Evan, you were onto something. Be specific. Strong black heroin. Voice of Rafiki. Freeman.
So Half-Life Episode 2?
Joshua, that is incorrect. Stars, last one, very specific, stars Robert Guillaume.
Nope.
Well, strong black heroin.
Yes.
I'll say the Fifth Street in Harlem. They've got some really strong heroin.
You were onto something. You were onto something.
In that particular alley.
If only you could have seen the spelling. Anybody?
Is it Gordon Freeman?
No.
Oh.
It is the 1989 movie Lean on Me, starring Morgan Freeman and Robert Guillaume. Nobody got it. I get my 10,000 points back. Yes.
Yes. All right, for me.
You're still dead last.
Yeah. Whatever. So sweet. So sweet.
Oh, man.
This is why Logan...